As always, the Torah should be Leilunish Master Begashim Mer Bar Eleib. Parshas Kisaitse, a fascinating parsha. It's the parsha which has in it, I think, the most mitzvahs. It's, I forget how many, is it 74 mitzvahs? The same amount of years that the Ben Ish Chai lived, whose Yahrzeit it is tonight. Tonight and tomorrow. So, Reza Hashem will share a couple of things from the Ben Ish Chai. The famous, well, one we've said over many times before, the mitzvah in this week's parasha of building a marker, that you don't want someone falling off. Ben Ish Chai said that Bayis is Gematria 412. Ma'ake Gagecho is Gematria. Ma'ake is 40 plus 70 is 110. Plus a Kuf is 210, plus a He is 215, plus Gagecho is 26. 215 and 26. Is 241. So 412 minus 241 leaves you with 171, which is the gematria of Hanoifel. If you build a bias minus the Ma'ake Gagecha, it will end up with Hanoifel. That's one of the gematria of the Ben Ish Chai. We have time to see something else from him as well.
Yeah.
You can make a bracha.
Yeah?
Yeah.
112 minus what?
Minus Ma'ake Gagecha. Okay, so we have in this week's parasha a multitude of mitzvahs culminating with the mechias zechiras mechias amalek. So how that applies nowadays and how we're mekayim it, we'll be able to see from Rav Moshe Feinstein. So maybe we'll have a look at that straight away. It's one of the mitzvahs. It's one of the mitzvahs tmidiyos. A mitzvah zechiras mechias amalek that we have to do every day. So Rav Moshe asks, how is it possible, or how are we mekayim nowadays mechias amalek? Doras Moshe, he says, mitzvah zechiras maaseh amalek shechayovin gam bizman hazeh. Lemaaseh, it's a mitzvah tmidiyos, it's a mitzvah say shechayovin gam bizman hazeh. It's also for us to be mekayim the mechias amalek when we're in Golus. Even if we would know who they were, we wouldn't be able to do it. Nir lefiani yastati says Rav Moshe, shehu lizkor, the mitzvah now incorporates to remind ourselves, she'efsha la'odom bosav adom lehe'osos rosha kol kach ve'lichvar af be'eish shereya b'chush. It's possible for someone, even when they see with clarity that there's a Rabbeinu Shleilam, to still stoop to the levels of hashchosa that Amalek stooped to. For at the time when we came out of Eretz Mitzrayim, on the way to Eretz Yisrael, we came out of Mitzrayim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed Neis after Neis after Neis. Shomu Amim Yugozun Chilo Chazi Yishu Peloshe Sozni Valu Alu Fe'edoi Me'elim Mevi Chazim Arad Namogi Kol Yishu Echanan Tiba and all these, everyone, the whole world knew about the Nisim that were happening, yet Amalek still came and attacked us. Which means, says Rav Moshe, that we have to think to ourselves and realize that there can be b'chush. We can see with clarity and a real clear sense of understanding that there's a Rabbeinu Shleilam. But still, a person can end up to, and that's why the Meresh Tanchuma describes Amalek as being someone who jumped into the boiling hot bath and got terribly hurt. Where does that come from? Because it was a boiling hot bath. He knew there was, it was full. It was hot. He'd seen the Nisim, and yet he still jumped in. A Meshugana singed it, completely burnt himself. He lightened it for other people, but that can happen. A person can see with clarity the steam coming off the bath and still jump into it. Yet a person can still do it. And he says that is when Be'ezah Hashem will come to the end of Yom Kippur and the end of the Viduyim, we still say, Leman nechdal me'oshek yodeinu. Rabbeinu Shalom, help us that we don't end up touching things of others that are not ours, and we don't end up being over on Isurim of Mominus. So I'm saying, we're just finishing Yom Kippur. This is Ne'ilah. This is the Spitz. Every Yid stands there with that closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the clarity of understanding of what he wants to do in the coming year. Rabbeinu Shalom, help us that we don't steal. So Rav Moshe, yet, Sheyeda kol adam shelo yachshov shehu batuach me'aviris ka'ilu shelo yachto. Personally, we must always remind ourselves, no one's batuach. None of us are batuach. We've got to work on ourselves. We've got to find good deeds and good ways of conducting ourselves. Because even gezer can come to a person if a person doesn't think about it and a person doesn't comprehend fully how he works and contemplate how to navigate through the year or through his life, one can end up with a Rosh like Amalek. That, says Ramosha, is the kavana of the mitzvah nowadays when we talk about Zechiras Amalek. If we start at the end of the parasha, so we'll work backwards. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, all mitzvahs in Sefer Devarim are klal Yisrael dika mitzvahs, they're tzibur dika mitzvahs. And if they are tzibur dika mitzvahs, that's why we look through the proteus dika mitzvahs are normally kept earlier on. He says, but when it comes to Sefer Devarim, we wonder to ourselves, it's a mahalach of his that he's explained in a number of places. For example, you've got the about the Melech and about other Ari Miklot or other things that are relevant for Eretz Yisrael. He says, if that's the case, how then do dinim in our parsha of kiddushin gittin gerushin isuri kahal, how do they come into the parsha? There's a really protestant mitzvahs. How do they get into Sefer Devarim? And they're not mentioned anywhere else.
They involve all the people.
Sorry? Yeah. They involve like single people. It's not Melech, Ari Miklot. It's not Klal Yisrael, Dika Mitzvahs. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Elomai, Aval Nira Mizeh, She'inyan HaNisuin Eitzel B'nei Yisrael, Einoi Inyan Proti HaNoigea L'Shnei Tzadadim U'Mishpachton Bilvad. No, the commune of a Nisuin is not just something that's looked at, it's a private matter, just for, or family matter. No, he says it's not that. It's because through Nisuin, is another link in the chain of Klal Yisrael. There's another chibur in Klal Yisrael. And it affects the whole of Klal Yisrael. He wants to suggest, perhaps, that's also why we've got a certain Yisuri Kol. And someone who is unable to function in a way that would allow them to be able to produce children is in Nechlan, what's called Psuri Kol. Because it's Kol, it's a Kol de Kazakh. Therefore, Nisuin, he says, is something where we know there's a minig in Klal Yisrael, where a lot of times, a Shavu Brachos is celebrated in a shul. Very common, Shalashud Shavu Brachos in a shul. People like, says, well, wait one second, the whole Makoyer of Shavu Brachos is Bebeis Chasanim, not in a public place. So how do you have the Elamai, he says, no, because this is a simple, it's Negea, to the whole of Klal Yisrael. That's why when a Chasan comes to shul, no one says Tachnun. Because it's a simcha that's relevant to the whole of Klal Yisrael. When there are some times where people come and they don't say Tachanun, or the rest of the tzibur has to say it. Over here, it's a simcha for the whole of Klal Yisrael. It's negia to the whole of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, it's mentioned in our parasha. It's an important thing for us to know that whenever we are able to hear, partake in that type of simcha, we should know it's a simcha of an elevated status, a simcha for the whole of Klal Yisrael. Okay. Seeing as it's the Ben Ishchai's Yahrzeit, so we'll share with you some beautiful insight into saying Tehillim in Chodesh Elul. We know the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's a minug from Kadmonim that we should say Tehillim in Chodesh Elul. In fact, there's a minug to say 10 kapitlach a day, so that one finishes Tehillim twice in Elul, and then once through the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. It's brought down in the Mata Ephraim. Noyagin b'chol yom shel yomei achol merosh chodesh elul ve'elech achar hatfila omrim b'tzibur asorim mizmoirim tehillim. Asorim mizmoirim tehillim. It's an interesting thing. He says every day of the week yomei achol and umiskavnim ligmor kol atinim shnei pa'amim kodim rosh hashanah. Really, if you're trying to finish it twice before Rosh Hashanah and you only say it on the weekday days, right, you're going to be short of like 20 kapitlach, because if you say 10 a day and you've got Be'erach 30 days, so you'll get through the whole of Tehillim 150 times 2. But if you're missing out the Shavuos, then you could end up, okay, the Indian is to miskavnim ligmar kol Tehillim shnei pa'amim kodim Rosh Hashanah. V'hi oile k'minyan kapir. And it adds up to the minyan of kapir. That's the Lashon of the Mata Ephraim. Chof pei reish.
That's
the lashon of the Mata Ephraim. That's why we do it, because the lashon of kapir helps us to get a kapar. So in many kehilas, this is a minig to say tehillim. We say tehillim for a lot of different things, and we know it brings us the Rashab Zechetzal Lebrocha, the Lebavish Rebbe, the Rashab, would say that just like you have to, each fruit has its zman, has its time when it gets eaten, so too, Chodesh Elul, it has its zman, it's a time for Tehillim. Chodesh Elul has the time, it's a time for Tehillim, it's written in Ruach HaKodesh by David HaMelech. The Ramchal in his Sefer Mesudas Yisharim, Perek Chof Aleph, says beautiful words, he says, Ki hislahatus, hislahatus, ho'ahva, ho'azo, l'Hashem Yisparach. The unrelenting, desperate desire and lust for love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he al yedei roiv ha-hasmodah v'ho'iyun b'mizmeri David HaMelech HaRashon, will result from delving into and understanding Mizmeri Tehillim of David HaMelech. V'ha-hispoinenus bom b'ma'amorim v'inyonim, and thinking about what it says and what's learned from it. That Mizmeri Tehillim speak and engender within a person and fire up within a person the hislatus ho'avo ho'azo for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki bihiyoysim kulo meleim avo v'yira v'chomenei chasidus. The words of Tehillim are full of avo, yira, and all different types of piety getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Inim bin hispoidin usbom lo yimona mehisoyreboy hisoyrus godol. It's impossible for a person who's mispoidin in Pirkei Tehillim not to be uplifted and not to be inspired, a tremendous inspiration, to exit from learning it and follow the ways of what he's learned in Tehillim. It's a guarantee from the Ramchal. So Reb Chaim Palaji says that there's three times that I'm a sukkel to say Tehillim. Three times. Reb Chaim Palaji writes in his Sefer, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yomim Tovim. There's a fourth time that's even more masugel than Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yomim Tovim, and that's Chodesh Elul. He says in the siman for this is that the first perek of Tehillim starts off with the word Ashrei. Ashrei stands for Aleph of Ashrei is Elul. The Shin is Shabbos. The Resh is Rosh Chodashim. And the Yud is Yomim Tovim. That's the Ashrei. And he says, and you see, Ashrei is Aleph is Elul. Shin is Shabbos. Resh is Rosh Chodesh. Sorry, Resh. Where are we up to? Yeah, and Yud is Yom Tov. Right, sorry. He says, and that's the Ashrei, and the first one of those is Elul. If it's the first one in the Siman, you see that's the one that holds the most chashivos. And it's through Tehillim that a person is able to do tshuva and get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, the Ben Ish Chai, in Parashas Kisetze, in part of his drasha, he says that this, all the tzoros that before Klal Yisrael, the makor of all tzoros in Klal Yisrael is the Nochash HaKadmonim. Enochash, who brought Torah to the world, that's where it came, it would have been all Tov, and he brought Torah to the world. And he is the biggest enemy of us as heathen, it's the Yetzirah, it's the Satan, he's the one who makes us fall into and plots against us to ensnare us in Averus. He says, if we look in the Aleph case, what are the letters before Nochash? Nochash is the Nochash HaKadmonim. What are the letters that precede Nochash? Before a Nun is a Mem, before a Ches is a Zayin, before a Shin is a Resh. Those, the Zayin Mem Resh is Zemer. Ne'im Zemira is Yisrael. The Zemer, he says, that's to teach us, there's nothing that subdues, as kol ha'makatregim ha'mastinim, k'may mizmeri Tehillim. The words that precede Nochosh are Zemer, says the Ben Ish Chai, she'lelamdeinu she'ein dover ha'machnia, es kol ha'makatregim ha'mastinim, k'may mizmeri Tehillim. V'akli Zayin ha'gol b'yoysel ilochim b'chol tzorah hu Tehillim. The biggest ammunition that we have against any Torah is words of Tehillim. Shehim sugolim yosem mikol limud Torah. The words of the Ben Ish Chai. So he says that's hinted to over here in the words kiseitze la milchama alo yivecho. If you go in a milchama and you want to go against your enemy, the way to fight against the milchama, the yetzahara, is al oyivecho. Take the letters that are above the ones that describe your enemy. Who's our enemy? The Nochosh. What are the letters that are above Nochosh? What precedes Nochosh? A Mem, a Zayin, and a Resh, which spells out the word Zemer together. And that way, we are able to combat the Yetzer Hara.
Well, not, the Tehillim is Mizmor to David. It says the request, the Tzipilis, in the Zemer, because it's got much more powerful.
Right, right. And how to combat the Yetzer Hara with, yeah, beautiful, with the Zemer. Most of our tefillah is Mizmeri is Tehillim. So much of our tefillah is laced with Tehillim. Words of Tehillim, Psukim of Tehillim. That's what it is. Our tefillahs, the tefillahs that we have on Yom Noroim are full of Tehillim. Tefillahs that we have every day are full of Tehillim. So these tefillahs throughout the Ledovid Hashemai Rav Yishi, besides for it being a Tehillim that describes it, it's words of Tehillim. We look, just have to look there at the Malbim, the way he describes it. It's beautiful. The way he describes it, the way it encourages us to be able to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is one of the things. Besides for that, as he says, there's nothing that can help us more than Tehillim. We need to combat that Yetzer Hara over the coming weeks, that he's going to have very little power, Be'ez Hashem, over the coming year. And the way to do that is through Mizmor Tehillim. There's nothing that can inspire us, as he says, and give us more inspiration than words of Tehillim. In our parasha as well, there's the mitzvah of shatnas. We still buy shatnas, can't wear shatnas, which is a mixture of wool and linen. Sha'atnez, the Mefarshim say, is a lashon of sotan az. It gives power to the sotan. Rachman and Litzan, if a person is wearing shatnas, it can dispel, Mishavura brings from the Makoris, it can dispel their tefillah being listened to for 30 or 40 days. And the person is, we have to be very nizer in the mitzvah of shatnas. The Munkat Sharebe, the Minchas Elozah, the Chatzal Levracha, said like this. He said, there's a pasuk in Mishlei, which we say every Friday night, in Eish Eschayil. We say, Gemalas hu toiv v'loi ra. Eish Eschayil, we know, is either authored by Avraham Avinu as a hesped for Sarai Menu, or Shlomo HaMelech as a hesped for his mother. And certainly Shlomo HaMelech also wrote it, the last parak in Mishlei, as a zemer, or as a something describing Torah. And when he talks about Torah, he says, Gemalas hu toiv v'loi ra. Torah has provided good and not bad for whoever learns it. Dorsha tzemer ufishtim. It seeks out linen, wool and linen. What is the shaykhus between those two? So, before explaining this, said the Munkat Rebbe, there's a Gemara in Erev in Daf Yud Gimel about the long ongoing machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, until eventually there was a machlokas that said we pass in like Beis Hillel. And for many years, it's the Gemara that says actually, for 2.5 years, Shei Shalim Omechto, Nechluku Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. Halalu Oimrim, there were one group that said, Noyach Loila Odom, Shalai Nivra Yosu Mishanivra. Be better for a person not to be created than to be created. Others said, no, it's better for a person to have been created rather than to have not been created. And in the end, they came to a vote after 2.5 years of analyzing the sugya, and they decided that Nimnu Vagomru, that Noyach, we would have all been better off not being created. Now that we've created, we've got to battle with our Yetzer Hara. But that was, why did they come to that? How did they come to that decision? What was the, if we had to wrap up their discussion and say what it was that brought them finally to the Hachlota, that it was better for, we would all be better off not have been created rather than being created, says the Marsha over there. Because if we look at the amount of mitzvah saseh versus the amount of mitzvah lois saseh, it's totally outweighed by the mitzvah lois saseh. We're much more challenged by what we are not allowed to do than what we can do. And we're in this predicament of 248 mitzvah saseh versus 365 mitzvah lois saseh. So we're in a certain way, we're doomed, and therefore it's better for a person not to have been created than to be created. There's a famous Ramban in Parshas Yisroi by the Aseres Hadibros, where he talks about Zocher and Shomer. Zocher is an Asay, Shomer is a Lois Asay. And he says there's a difference between an Asay and a Lois Asay. An Asay that a person does expresses the love, the genuine love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a Lois Asay, refraining from a Lois Asay, shows it's a lower Madriga. It shows that I don't want to get on the wrong side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So someone who just refrains from lois ases but doesn't do assays isn't as choshev as someone who also does assays. An assay, that doing an assay expresses a love and a connection and a bond and a relationship more than a lois assay. I won't be over in a lois assay because I don't want to upset that person. But if I can do an assay, I make them happy. And therefore, says the Ramban, that's the makor for why assay doiche lois assay. Because an assay expresses more the bond, the connection, the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu than not doing the Lois Asay. So I'm faced with Kedilim Taselecha, Labakamzgezecha. I want to put woolen tzitzis on my linen beged. But Leisoba Shatnis. Don't worry. I say the Lois Asay because that expresses the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Said the Gemin Chasalaza. We talk about the Torah, we say, Gemalasu Torah Veloira Kol Yimei Chaya. You should know Torah provides for a human being, for a Yid. Torah provides good and not bad. What do you mean it provides good and not bad? Nimnu Vagomru. They said the other way around. On the contrary, they said that there's more lois ases than there are ases, so we're in a predicament. So he says, no, we can answer that. Because like the Ramban says, there may be more lois ases than ases, but just doing an assay way, way outweighs any lois ases. And when you're posed with an assay versus the lois ases, I'd say a doich lois ases. So on the contrary, there may be 365 lois ases, but every assay that we do is worth so much more than a whole bunch of lois ases not doing them. And therefore, Gumalasu Toiva Loira Koli Mechaya, you should know for your whole life, Torah can provide us with good and not bad. You know why? Dorshat Semur of Ishtim. Look at the drosha about woolen linen that is put next to Gedilim Ta'aselecho, and you say, Asay Dechalois Asay. And since it's pink, the mitzvah of Tzemer Upishtim is Nidchal Yedei Elois Asay. Why is it Nidchal Yedei Elois Asay? Because you see from there that Asay provides us with so much more and so much more of a connection. Therefore we can talk Asay, Gamal Asu Toiv, V'loi Ra, Kol Yimei Chaya. And that's the connection in the Zemer between those two. Sorry? Yeah, there's a mitzvah of marke in our parasha. Kisivne ba'is chodesh, we build a new home. Well, see some marke legagecho, you've got to put a marke around any parapet, around any roof that may be used, or anything that may be more than 10 tefachim high that someone may use. That's in our parasha. The Be'emar and Chaim in our parasha says that actually there's something else hidden over here in this parasha. And it's here to tell us that when a person begins an endeavor to buy and build a house, at the end of the day, a person wants to make sure that they're living in somewhere which is comfortable, or a person engages in any endeavor which we all do for our parnasa. So he says, we've got to think as when we begin that journey that we're doing this in order to be able to be better avdei Hashem. It's not about us. She says there, Kimel ze yabit be'is habayis, at the time when he goes to build his house, behavonosei liyos even shlema maso nivne linsoya espeisoi lavoidosi yisborach. It's there to help him to make mitzvah mezuzah, mitzvah ma'ke, hachnosas orichim, avodas Hashem in Torah and Tefillah, etc., etc., etc. He says that way. He says, in the end of the day, that's what we come to this world for. We come to this world for to be avdei Hashem, and not to indulge in our hanoas, in hanois b'chol cheftei gufoi. And he says, on the contrary, or should we say, by doing that, a person makes that the whole gashmius of his life, or let's take in this certain case, a person builds a house with intention, I can be mekayim mitzvah sukkah, I can be mekayim machnosas orchim here, I can be mekayim limud haTorah, I can be mekayim mitzvah mezuzah. Being able to do that, thinking of these things, makes that then the house itself becomes a place of kedusha. All of that becomes tofel to a mitzvah Hashem, and therefore it all has kedusha. And he says, and it removes all the ra that potentially could be in that house. You know, sometimes people say that a house is spooked, or a house is certain things that there's no muzzle in that house. He says that can sometimes happen. If a person went with the intention he says, I'll just tell you what he brings here from the Zohar Kaddish. Tochazi, ksiv, says in Parashas, it says in Shemais, Cholanoshim Asher Nosa Libon Eison, they went and they helped in together with the Chachmei Lev. Says the Zohar, when they were doing the avodah for the Mishkan, Havu Omrin, they would say, Dol Mikdasha, Dol Paruchta, this is for the Mishkan, this is for Paruchta, this is for this, this is for that, this is for the Urias, etc. Why did they do that? Begin to Tishrei Kedusha Al Yodayu, V'Iskadish Ahi Avidata. They did it, this is for that, so Kedusha would be Chal on what they were doing, by virtue of their Kavanas and their Amira, and it got Kedusha. Val Do, and therefore, says the Zohar Kodesh, Man the Boni Binyan, Kadshari Lemivne, when a person is going to build a house, when he comes to actually laying the bricks, boy la adkra bapume, the hall pulchona the kutshabrihu boni. I'm building this to be able to be a better Eved Hashem. And within this building, I'm going to put a mezuzah, I'm going to mekayim marke, I'm going to mekayim achnasas orchim, I'm going to be mekayim suudah shabbos, I'm going to mekayim all things. Ukedein siyata dishmaya sharia ilave, v'kudsho berichu zamin alei kedushto. There, siyata dishmaya will be chal in that home. The Rebbeinu Shalom will instill kedusha in that building. V'ilav ho zamin lebeis yisitra ochra, rachman and son. If not, they can bring the opposite. Right. So, yeah, it instills kedusha in what a person is involved in. And therefore he says that could be what part of what the pasuk over here is telling us, that kisivne bayis chodosh, When you're building a Bayis Chodosh, V'asisa ma'akele gagecha. When you're building a new home, say, oh, I'm building a new home and I can put banisters up with Zichel Chiyu Ma'ake. I'm building a new home, oh, and I can put more mezuzahs up with Zichel Chiyu Mitzvah. What I'm doing, and the truth is that goes for anything that we do in our lives. Even if it's recreation and it's a relaxation. But this is in order to be able to have koyach. This is in order to be able to be more relaxed. In order to be able to be more relaxed with the people around me. In order to be able to be more engaging with the people around me, etc. For Avodas Hashem. Having spoken about that, so there is over here, sorry? The Be'er Mayim Chaim. The Radomska, the Tiferes Yisrael, says on the Pasuk, Hokim Tokim Imoy. He says this is also, it's a mitzvah of te'ina. A person sees someone's animal which is overloaded and needs help. One has to go and assist that person and help them out. So he says there's also over here, it's hinting to something else. We know we've got to be the Mishnais and Obas tell us, we've got to be Mitalmid Avraham and Mitalmid Aaron Akoyim. Oyev Shalom, Roedev Shalom, Baalei Chesed. And he says, therefore, this is also telling us that when Hokim Tokim Imai means, if the Rebbe Shalom gives any of us any gift whatsoever, share it with others. No bigger gift than the gift of the biggest Chesed in the world, which is the gift of Torah. And beautifully he says, I saw this once written by Rebellia, and from the Kozhnitz Magid, I see it here now as well. He says, when Chazal tell us, if you learn lots of Torah, don't retouch it normally. If you learn lots of Torah, don't pat yourself on the back. That's what you've been created for. So, okay, that's nagia for people who've learned lots of Torah. What about the rest of us? So he says, no, this is nagia to every single person, even if he's only learned a tiny bit of Torah. If you've learned any Torah, you should know it's loads that you learn, and it's an amazing gift that the Eibush has given you. Don't hold on to it for yourself. Share it with other people. That's what we've been created for. And that's the Hokim Tokim Imo. We've got to go share it, share any gift, any talent, any bracha that the Rabbein Shalom, or Chesed, that the Rabbein Shalom has given us. We've got to go and share it. So the biggest of that is words of Torah, which the Rabbein Shalom has allowed us to understand. And he says that that the Rebbe Rabbi Zisha, every day, after saying Brikas HaTorah, he would go out and he'd look for someone, an Epsi Yid, who he could give a bracha to. Whoever that person was, he would give him a bracha. Why? The Hokim Tokim Imo. You just, that bracha will probably be include words of Torah, words of Chizuk, and that's something that we should try. And besides that, there's also an Indian of it was the beginning of every day doing Chesed, but that and charity starts at home, so one can always do something at home that will benefit everyone else, and that begins our day with Chesed. But whatever we have, we've got to share and share with Klal Yisrael. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh on the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda takes the drush of this mitzvah and tells us parshazu ba lirmois bifrotus chiyuv hatechachos. Now the mistranslation of techachos is telling off. Techachos doesn't mean to tell off. Lohechiach means to prove, which means there's proving to someone that correct the derech Hashem that can come. That doesn't need to be through an argument. Sometimes it's just showing someone what the derech Hashem is. A person who's unaware or a child who doesn't yet know, and we show them, we guide them, or someone who we feel can have extra inspiration in observance of any mitzvah or in Avodas Hashem for any of us. Sharing that with each other is together the mitzvah of Teichacha, because we are proving to each other how to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this parasha of Loisira Shoyochicha Yaseyoi Nidochim Baderech, don't see them straying on the way, he salam to him and ignore them. This is talking about the mitzvah of Teichacha. Shetzrichin b'nei kel chai tzadik oilom la'asois la'am Hashem. He says that's referring to v'hein eile tzadikim, and they're called the achim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they should go and they should be ma'orer people and show them the derech Hashem. It's part of what this mitzvah is about. I'll just share with you an amazing piece of Yaris Devash. Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz, in Drosha Yud, he was telling his tzibur about the importance of people being mechiach each other as friends, showing each other. He says, you know, he said to them, I can come as your rov, but if I tell you as a rov that this is what to do, people will say, no, not everyone can be a rov. No, I'm not in his madrega. And other times they'll say, yeah, and who's he to hear? Oh, suddenly he can tell us what to do. So it's rather, if every person tells each other and shares with each other ideas, and if you see something by someone else that you feel can be worked on, Yotaina, he says that, how can I do that? I myself am not so proficient or may even be deficient in that thing. He says, doesn't matter. Go share with him, because afterwards, next time you have to have a challenge in that Indian, you're going to say to yourself, man, I better practice what I preach. And then Mela, he says, and that's why, and he spoke about himself, Bam Vasanusa, he says, and that's why I give Musa, because it will just help me next time I have a challenge that I won't fall into it. That's what he said. But he brings a beautiful Zohar Kaddish. The Zohar Kaddish says, Kamavoya b'zoya, ki kasha Yisrael mispalalim b'tzibur. Kol Yisrael davim b'tzibur. U'mesaymim birkas mechai ha'amesim. Says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Karoi is koi. A bas koi goes out. Man hu gavro de mashkiach lo hechi achoitim. Is there anyone there who proves people who are straying how to return? U'lehadrom lepulchona de malka kadisha, and bring them back to the avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubo Malach, and a Malach comes to the Eibishto, or maybe Dmus Diyokan Shalish Kozeh, and brings the image of this person in front of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Ayin Shom Shem Maflig, Goydel Shevach, Vikor, Uschore Harbe Mo'oid. So he says, why after the Mitzvah Baruch of Tchiyas HaMesim does that happen? He says, because Tchiyas HaMesim, who was Mechaya Mesim? Elisha, Eliyahu HaNavi, they were Mechaya Mesim. What were they Mechaya Mesim? Someone back to this life. He says, and if someone, that's a living of this life. But if a person goes and is Mechadish another person's Neshama, by helping them to do tshuva, and is ma'ir of them, he says it's a much bigger tchias hamisim. Zui tchias hamisim hamuvcheres. Ki man afkimin a beguf, asher tchilos mitipas rucha v'sevelim kamrima v'toreo. Aval ika atchia l'nishmas odom, asher yiner l'kim v'kovsa nebuch, it's dwindling, and it's become choshech v'loi oir, v'abra esmit, v'yeish lo misa atzmis, v'al yedei hachazor b'tshuva shmeh v'koy m'chiyak. He said, you're bringing this person back to life? There's no bigger. And then if he says, Rabbi Yonis and Ibish said to his people, Lochem v'vakosha me'itchem. I'm asking every single person, and it's to us, he wrote this in his drashas, for all of us to know, kaimu mitzvah v'ahavta reyecha kamoicha. He says, unfortunately, too many of us are mekayim it because we don't care about ourselves. We don't care about Yanam either. That's why we don't tell them off. He says, no! Care about our neshamas and care about each other and share words of inspiration, words of proof, words of techacha, because in the end of the day, that will guarantee that the next time we stand b'tzibur and we finish mechaya amesim, we should know there's a cruise that goes out in Shamayim who encouraged other people and told them off about certain chatoim and encouraged them to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And whoever did, that person's image is brought in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Zecharonu Yevorech. The image takes recognition of it and gives them bracha. The Rebbe Hashem should give us. We can all do that. Anytime, if any person that we come into contact with, whether it's children, whether it's adults, it makes no difference. As soon as Shabbos, opportunity to inspire and prove and guide. It's all part of the mitzvah of Techacha Beretnach. If someone knows someone who's Taka being over on an Issa and be able to encourage them to be able to refrain from that and to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings us all bracha, ultimately it brings the whole of Klal Yisrael bracha, which should be zoicha to be mekayim these mitzvahs, to be zoicha to ultimately be able to return to the Rebbeinu Shleilam in his full glory with Tchiyas HaMesim and Bias Goel Tzedek Meher V'Yaminu.